What do you see in the Niners offense that's kind of stood out to you?
I think they do a great job of running the football. I mean, over the last couple of weeks, they've done a great job of getting positive yards with the running back. I have a good offensive line. I got a good fullback, good tailback, and then they got a little explosiveness with Pierre and the other receivers down the field. So they're doing a good job.
How do things change for your defense without Josh in there?
A little bit, you know, but I think overall, you know, we've been running the same things during training camp and during a regular season with Dunny in there and Fabian. So it's going to change a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, just along those same lines, you know, some people think when you have your best corner is out, you know, some people might say, okay, you want to put a lot more pressure on the quarterback, not give him much time to cover. Other people might say you want to drop more back and get, you know, give the guys some help. How do you kind of balance that decision when you're?
Well, I think it's also during the game as well, you know. So I think what we got to do is just make sure we maintain what we have to do. Communication is always the most important thing between the safeties and the corners. But, you know, during the game, if things happen for a reason, we'll change up and do something different. But I'm just saying overall we have our plan kind of set of what we're going to do, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, from your memory here and film study, what's the challenge that Garcon poses for your corners?
A very good route runner. I think he does a great job of running routes. I think he's in pretty good communications with the quarterbacks off the routes that he's running. And he's an explosive player. Once he gets the ball in his hands, he can break tackles and get vertical. So, you know, he was a very good player here, and he's doing the same thing this past year.
Just despite the fact that you've had injuries, how helpful has it been to see some of these rookies emerge so far early in the season? And how does that maybe, like, you know, look at Monte and then Fabian even getting some reps. How does that help you later down the road?
Well, I think, you know, any time that you can get these guys in the game early in their career, and they get in the regimen of listening to the calls, understanding the calls, practicing the calls, they keep on getting better each and every week. And for those guys to get in there, and really for us, you know, we did it in the preseason a lot, you know, flipping those guys in and out. So it was good for us to get those guys those reps. And I'm excited for the young guys. You know, they're doing a great job.
What has Tom Sula meant to having him on the staff?
Oh, he's a good friend of mine. He does a great job coaching these defensive linemen, all of them. You know, they've been having success, and we got to continue that success. But it was just – it's good, you know, back in the day when we were coaching together, just having that camaraderie to know, hey, remember this? Yeah, we did it this way. And then we just – so it doesn't take much time, you know, and then we just go through the process. So it's great to have him here.
What makes him a good defensive line coach?
A technician. I think any coach that's a technician at their position, what your eyes are looking at, you know, the fundamentals and technique that he teaches to them, and they respond to it.
Just a quarter of the way through the season, I mean, the numbers say this defense has improved from last year. What's kind of your assessment here after the first quarter of the season of how your units performed?
We're all right, you know. I think we can get better. I think, you know, each and every day that we step on the field, we got to get better. Yesterday wasn't a great day. Today was a better day. So we're always looking towards the future and towards the opponents that we have. And, you know, the sky's the limit for the guys. You know, I think we're talented up front. I think we're talented in the back end and the linebackers. So it's where they want to take it, not so much me.
As good as Pierre is at running routes, he's also really good at being one of the tough guys in the league and certainly can run his mouth and get inside guys' heads. Do you and Torian counsel the younger DBs, like, don't play his game?
You know, that's his game. And, you know, the players that were here before, prior to him know that's his game, you know, and that's part of his game that he, you know, excels at, I should say. But you know, it was great when he was here. But right now we got to make sure that we defend him because he is a top-notch receiver in the league.
Speaking of the young guys, you know, you were a special teams guy at, you know, at one point running down the field.
Most of the time.
Right. But when you see a guy like Fabian going down and making tackles and making plays, is that something that you have to have to excel on special teams as far as being a great tackler?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that is very dynamic about him in general, because, you know, even on the sidelines, I watch the punts, you know, and it's unbelievable how much ground he gains in beating defenders. And it's exciting for me because I love special teams, always did. But he's doing a great job.
Just a quick one on Zach Brown, having him back from the illness.
Yeah.
Is there any reason to think he'll be less than 100%? And if he...
No, I think he'd be ready.
Yeah. Ready.
He had a good day today, you know, so we're excited to have him back. You know, yesterday was a situation where he was a little bit under the weather, and now he's ready to roll.